Hey everybody, welcome to the On the Rocks podcast. Got another great show lined up for you here today. I'm Denver Post sports writer Kyle Newman, alongside Patrick Saunders, joining us by phone from Scottsdale, where he's down there covering Rocky spring training. We got a trio of segments on the agenda. Nolan Arenado, of course, we're always talking him, the outfield alignment, and who is going to fill that fifth spot in the starting rotation. So, Patrick, we'll start off. Give us some thoughts from Scottsdale on Manny Machado's 10-year, $300 million deal signed yesterday. And, you know, how does this affect Nolan? What are his immediate thoughts just on a situation that obviously has direct impact on his own contract situation?
Yeah, Kyle, well, one thing I want to make clear is I'm patting Nolan on the back a little bit here, but I think he deserves it. You and I both know Nolan, and we both know he hates talking money.
Right.
But he's been very forthcoming with his thoughts, at least as far as he can be. He's been very accommodating to all the media talking about this as far as he can. And so I just want to tip my hat to Nolan, because as much as he hates talking finances and contracts, he's been pretty cool about it. Having said that, I do think the Machado $300 million deal, it changes the baseball landscape. You know, we all thought that was going to be the money way back in October. The offseason began November. We thought that's what the market was going to bear. But then as it stalled, we thought, no, not so much. And now here we are back to this mega deal, the biggest free agent deal in American sports history. And who knows what Bryce Harper's going to get. So Nolan, he can't help but notice that, and notice that, you know, his value on the open market is going to go up. And he pretty much acknowledged that yesterday. Nolan has to decide, does he want to have the chance to be the greatest player in Rockies history, or does he want to explore what's out there? And he said those are the things that are going through his mind. And he also said, Kyle, that there is a brotherhood out there, and in terms of labor, baseball labor, negotiations, et cetera, he has got to back up the player's point of view. So there's so many elements going on right now, right here with Nolan. It's not simply a matter of how big a contract he's going to get. It's about where does he want to play, how much does he want to explore what's out there, and his allegiance to the rest of the baseball community to keep setting the bar high. So I'm sure there's a lot of stuff going through Nolan's mind. I'm curious, what are your thoughts? Do you think this basically eliminates the Rockies, or do you think they're still in this ballgame?
It makes it a lot tougher for him, that's for sure, Patrick. I mean, Nolan, as you mentioned just now and in your story at denverpost.com/Rockies, I mean, he clearly wants to explore his options, I believe. You know, that's just, as he mentioned, it's just being a human. You know, you want to see what else is out there. And especially now that Manny's got this $300 million deal, Bryce Harper is probably going to get a similar, if not more, money deal from probably the Phillies. It's going to make it very, very hard on the Rockies. I mean, his price tag definitely just went up just based off this Machado deal. And, you know, like you also mentioned, Patrick, it's coming down to not only money, but winning and location too. I mean, he feels a certain allegiance, I think, to this organization that drafted him. He came up with a lot of these guys. He's grown close with, you know, Story, Blackman, etc. But he's also a Southern California boy, and, you know, we know the Dodgers like to spin big too. So it all makes it very, very interesting. And honestly, I think, Patrick, I don't know, maybe this is just me. I feel like it ups the pressure on the Rockies to sign him to a deal sometime soon and extend, you know, Charlie.
Sooner rather than later.
Right. I mean,
yeah.
So Colorado's in a tight spot for a mid-market team that has a blueprint that it's followed, and, you know, it's got all these guys coming up through the system. You got Freeland, you got to pay eventually, Herman Marquez, Trevor Story. What to do with Nolan Arenado, especially if it's going to require $300 million to keep him here? I don't see the Rockies putting up that kind of money.
Saving grace to this, Kyle, and I think Nolan touched on this a little bit yesterday. he's probably, Nolan is probably not going to get a 10-year deal. You know, he even kidded yesterday. He said, hey, you really think a team's going to give me a 10-year deal when I'm playing when I'm 37? And he kind of laughed. But I think an 8-year deal for Nolan might be more realistic. Maybe 8 years, a little more money all around or year by year. But it's still going to cost the Rockies north of $250 million, I believe, which would be the biggest contract in Colorado professional sports history, if I'm not mistaken. So it'll be interesting to see how the Rockies play this. Dick Monfort, as you know, was sounding pretty optimistic. I'm told from people within the organization that the Rockies are willing to spend a lot of money to keep Nolan. What that figure is, I don't know exactly. I think there's a willingness there and a want to. But as Dick Monfort himself has said, and Nolan has said, the ball's in Nolan's court, so to speak. And I agree with you, though. I think the Rockies, if they're going to have a chance, the sooner they get this done, the better. But this throws a wrench in the works. And, well, it's one of the biggest questions this franchise has ever faced. You know, when do they make the offer? What's their final offer? If Nolan doesn't sign with them and the team doesn't play up to its potential as a playoff team, does that mean Nolan gets traded midseason? There's so many elements on the table right now in regard to Nolan Arenado's future. You know, part of me is like, well, you know, he's making $26 million. He's doing something he loves. That's all great. And I'm not feeling bad for the guy. There's a lot of pressure on Nolan Arenado now, too. He says it's not going to affect him. He says he's told his agents, you know, give me 2 weeks of just nothing but baseball. I don't want to hear about contracts or anything. Just let me be me. But I got to think at some point this is going to weigh on him a little bit. How much remains to be seen.
Good, folks. Patrick Saunders and Kyle Newman on the On the Rocks podcast talking Nolan Arenado and how he's being affected by the free agent deals going on with Manny Machado and Bryce Harper. And that'll do it for this segment of the show. I know I teased some preview of the outfield alignment and the fifth starter talk, and we'll get to that in these next couple segments over here on these next couple days. So come back to the site, denverpost.com/Rockies, to listen to more On the Rocks podcast and, of course, catch up with way more work from Patrick Saunders down in Scottsdale. And you got a game you're going to here shortly, I'm sure, right, Patrick?
Yeah, first game of spring Saturday, Rockies and D-backs. Chad Bettis will make the start for the Rockies on Saturday, 1 o'clock here at Salt River Fields. And what's been, Kyle, and you'll be down here soon, it's been a very chilly, rainy, wet spring, and it's supposed to really get nasty the next couple of days. Hopefully, you'll be a ray of sunshine when you come down next week and bring some warm weather with you, because we could sure use it.
Hey, Patrick, I will always be your ray of sunshine, okay? And until next time, folks, this is Kyle Newman alongside Patrick Saunders. Thanks for listening to the On the Rocks podcast, and take it easy.